three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde, Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher, live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City. This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. The Jesse went to the game yesterday. Did he stay awake for the whole thing? Edition. The also speaking of Jesse, he got his wish. The Badgers are not in the Big Ten championship game. Congratulations. Edition. The is it possible that the Green Bay Packers MVP once played with Tausch and hasn't played in a single down all season edition. And the Jesse's going to make a bunch of toe puns, so be prepared, because Aaron Rodgers was terrific edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, and of course, WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app, presented by Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All. Where you can get our podcast, where you get all your other favorite podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. And as I look at the calendar and realize I only have two more days, unless there's a sequel coming out, to enjoy the title tone singers, it is the Packers Hall of Famer and Gina Della's good buddy from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, we gotta switch this here. All right, got a button I gotta push.
I thought maybe he had lost his voice again.
Let's do that. He's back, I think, now.
Oh, hey,
now,
buddy.
Now he's messing with us. That was irritating.
Jason, I'm doing fantastic. That's how I'm doing this morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing better now that I can hear you. In the words of the great Vince Lombardi, what the hell's going on out here? Packers win 36-28. I can't believe I did this.
It wasn't that close either.
It wasn't, but it was.
Hey, I'm not. No, it, I mean, it was, but
please,
it wasn't.
Please, now that your microphone is working, please take over the show.
No,
that'd be great.
So, yes, it was an 8-point game, but was there ever any doubts once Rasul Douglas picked up? It was over. So, and Jesse came from the Steinhoffel grave, and he did that, you know, that meme where the wrestler kind of sits up in the casket? That's where, because I Steinhoffel put my Steinhoffel championship on A.J. Dillon, and I still won because Rasul Douglas dropped a pass also. I still won the Steinhoffels.
And got beat for a long touchdown.
Yeah. So A.J. Dillon still wins the day, but he did the resurrection. He did. But over the weekend, we had a lot of family in town, and I watched a lot of football. A lot. Like, more football than I've watched probably in 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nonstop. It was really good games. Like, there was a lot.
What all did you watch?
Saturday, I watched Michigan beat Ohio State, which I was ecstatic about. Terrible Wisconsin game. Didn't really enjoy it. Watch King Richard.
No Braylon Allen, no
which,
chance.
By the way, King Richard, I have a fantastic topic later this week. Then I watched a little bit of Oklahoma State. And then yesterday, watched a little bit of the Cowboys get beat. And I'm telling you, and this is not me being Johnny biased.
Wait, wait a minute. The Cowboys played on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You watched them get beat on Thanksgiving yesterday?
No. I'm just recalibrating. We're not all perfect, Jason. I'm not as perfect
as
you.
Or are we
I'm
talking
flawed.
About the Oklahoma State Cowboys?
No, I'm talking
you
about both.
Them, too. Well,
and then I watched Indianapolis play Tampa.
Yesterday.
I'm telling you, if Tampa doesn't get home field, they ain't going back to the Super Bowl. They ain't. And I know people could say, well, you said that last year. It's a different animal. There is home field advantage is a bigger deal this year because of the crowd. And stats be damned. The Green Bay Packers are the best football team in the NFL. Period. They can win numerous ways. They have the best quarterback and coach combination. This is a Super Bowl team, and if they don't win it, it is going to be a big disappointment. Everything is lined up, and what we saw yesterday was a great example of glitz and glamour. And you know what? Let's load up with stars, even if they're a little bit aging and they're not quite what they used to be, but we want to get names. And the Green Bay Packers saying, well, we'll dabble, but I want to get tough, hard-nosed, physical football players on my football team. And what showed up yesterday? 40 minutes of time of possession versus 20. You have a quarterback that doesn't make mistakes versus a quarterback that is a mistake waiting to happen. And that's what we saw yesterday. The Rams, it is now a three-team race with the Packers in pole position because Arizona's schedule is much harder than that. Much more difficult. It's all set up beautifully, in my opinion. That's what I learned.
I don't even know where to start. You had like eight different things there. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I hope your Black Friday show that you did by yourself in your basement or whatever it is you did was outstanding. As for the amount of football you watched the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Did you watch all the Thanksgiving games?
No, no.
Or just a little bit of the Cowboys?
Watched the fourth quarter of the Cowboys game.
Did you successfully not use your telephone the entire time on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I was.
Well done.
And I'm going to tell you something. I am a phone addict. It was really hard. Like
you're the
really
Philly phone addict?
No, I mean, I've known for a while that this country and people as a whole have issues with phones, and we're all, it's like crack, we're all addicted. We're all addicted. I was like, every time, I put it away from myself, but then when it was near me, I could hear it buzzing, and I was, I should have shut it off for the whole day, but I didn't look at it, didn't touch it, and then Friday I got back on it, and I couldn't stop using it. So I'm not sure what I accomplished. Will I do it again? Probably not. I almost like I was breaking out a little bit. That's
Wait
how.
So you're going to not do it anymore. Meanwhile, you convinced Homer to do it.
Yeah.
He did it, and he thought it was so good that he thinks it should be a national Thanksgiving, should be a national no phone day for everyone. He wants to take it national, and the inventor of it is going to bail after one Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds
okay,
like.
Okay, then.
I tried it for a little bit. It didn't go super well because then, like, I put it in my pocket as we went to our family Thanksgiving, and I wasn't going to look at it the entire time we were there. And then we were like 20 minutes in, someone had a question about something, and instead of just theorizing what the answer could have been, I pulled out my phone. Someone said, look it up. And I was like, okay, I will. Oh, it's supposed to be no phone Thanksgiving. And then from that point, I started texting people, and yeah. Kind of got away from it. It's a good run.
And finally, the other point that I was about to make. I can't believe I did this, but I went and checked Scorigami to see if 36-28 was a Scorigami.
No way.
I'm not proud of it. Not only was it not a Scorigami, not only was it the 10th time in NFL history that score has been a final score, but there was a 36-28 game in October. So it wasn't even a scoregami for the season. It was a Packers scoregami, I was told afterward, but I didn't really care at that point. Now, all this said, we're going to do our positives and negatives. Tausch could take his victory lap, even though I would argue that Rasul Douglas and Jesse did win the Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week. Since you boldly picked the starting running back who is starting to look like a guy that maybe should get the ball even more than the actual starting running back.
And this will be part of my negative, so I won't get to it right now. But Aaron Jones should not have played
yesterday.
He shouldn't have.
All that said, Jesse, I saw on social media that you were at the game. You were posting fun party tailgate pics. The last time I remember you going to a game, though, you fell asleep during it. Did you successfully?
I ain't gonna lie to you. The fact Jesse didn't have a Coors Light in his hand was incredibly disappointing to me. Continue, Jesse.
Well, there was a Coors Light in my hand, and there was a Coors Light in my hand for almost the entire day yesterday. It just didn't make its way into the picture that I took, apparently.
Well, that's not very good branding, then, by you, is it?
True, yes. I did not actually go into Lambeau Field yesterday to watch the game. We were there.
What?
We tailgated, Becca's brother, Chris, was in town from out of state. And so he went to the game with her dad with their
cross state lines. It's dangerous.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so they went to the game. We all went and tailgated. And then those two went into the game. And then there were five of us that we went to one of the establishments and watched the game there waiting for them to get out and come back. So we got all the fun of the pregame party at Lambeau. And then we watched the game about three blocks from Lambeau Field.
Is this something people do?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
People love it.
You ever heard of the Deer District?
Jason, people love being in the mix. They just want to be around the energy. Not everybody wants to live in their
game.
Basement. Hey, not everybody wants to live in their basement, Jason.
I was in the press box. I was there. At least I went in the stadium.
You're obligated to. If you could, you'd cover it from your basement. You would.
No, I like talking to people in person, which is what we're able to do this year. All right, so just so I understand this is something people do. They go, I understand what the Deer District is. Thank you, Jesse.
I'm always kind of dumbfounded by the fact that you don't recognize things. You've been around sports 30 years, and you're dumbfounded that Jesse and four of his buddies would love to go up and drink beers in that fun environment? That dumbfounds you?
So you tailgated for a game you didn't attend.
Yeah, and then we watched it.
Isn't the game the whole thing?
And then we grabbed a table at an establishment that had a huge party going on for the game, and the drinks were flowing, and we didn't have to drop triple digits on tickets to go in. It was, honestly, a little bit better than going to the game, some would say.
So would you here's my question for today, and we'll put it on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed.
Just like you put the one on yesterday.
Would you rather? It's going to be a. I'm so glad that I'm having medical tests tomorrow, so I don't have to work with you tomorrow. I can't believe I just said that, but it's true. Would you rather go to the stadium, whatever it is, AmFam Field, Lambeau Field, Fiserv Forum, and tailgate among your fellow fans, and then go watch the game in a bar, or would you rather go to the game?
That's not really what Jesse's saying.
That's not.
Really? Would you have? Did you prefer your experience than if you would have gone into the stadium?
No.
Yes or no?
Yesterday would have been more fun to go into the stadium. Yes, but it's still a really good time. Like, there's no, it's not choosing one or the other. It's not like I would go to and be like, well, you guys all go in. I'm just going to go pull a belly up at the bar and I'm going to sit there and watch it. You guys meet me afterwards when you come out. That's what we did yesterday, but it was because of ticket limitations and not wanting to spend an exorbitant amount more
Jason,
money.
Not everybody's got your budget. that it can just buy willy-nilly Packers stock and then buy a bunch of Packers tickets. Like, it's not, you can't, not everybody can, not everybody's as fortunate.
Did the former NFL player who made millions of dollars in his career just tell me that not everyone has my budget?
I understand where Jesse's coming from. You obviously don't. That's the funny part to me.
Yeah, my budget, I don't buy tickets to any games. I buy tickets to the Milwaukee Ballet's production of the Nutcracker. That's where my money goes. And your money, if you have crappy, stinky, leaky, squeaky windows, should go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And the beauty of that is, for the next couple days, you don't even have to pay any of that money right away, if I remember correctly.
No, you don't. Falling temperatures, falling leaves. You know what? I'm kind of sad. It's the second to last day the commercial is going to be on. You know what, though? Many window and door installers, they're already hibernating until spring's not Pella Window and Doors of Wisconsin. The Pella Wisconsin team installs year-round and in as little as one day. And with Pella's one room, one window at a time method. You know what's great this weekend? We had a little, like a slider. With all the cooking, it got hot. Boop, pop the window, get a little fresh air in. That's what's so beautiful about the Pella window. It can still make your house energy efficient by doing the one room, one window at a time. And you should know, every Pella of Wisconsin installer goes through rigorous, mandatory Pella certification every year to ensure your complete satisfaction. And with six lines to fit your style, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin offers financing that will fit virtually any budget through November 30th, which is tomorrow. Choose Pella of Wisconsin's featured offer. No payments and no interest for 12 months. Plus, this is unheard of, 20% off labor. Energy costs are on the rise, so plan to make your home more energy efficient now. Stop by the Pella Experience Center. Set your free consultation now. Visit PellaWI.com or give a call at 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
The Packers beat the Los Angeles Rams. The team that's supposedly gone all in has now lost three in a row, whereas the Packers are 9-3 and a half a game behind the Arizona Cardinals for the number one seed in the NFC. The Arizona Cardinals schedule, harder than the Packers schedule, what they have remaining. We'll talk about that and give our positives and our negatives and get to yours. All still ahead. It's Will Dean Tausch.
Victory Monday is brought to you by Z-Bart of Greater Milwaukee. Winter is a tough opponent for your car. Score a victory with Z-Bart Rust Protection. It keeps your vehicle rust-free for as long as you own it. Visit Z-Bart.com.
Because I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gonna live it up. So give me the green light.
Give it to me.
Hey, look, when I step on the field, I expect greatness. I think anyone who's a great competitor feels the same way. So, you know, I don't lean on excuses and not practicing, a little toe injury. You know, I expect greatness when I take the field. And, you know, it definitely isn't the ideal situation not to practice. But I can go out there and take mental reps and go through the plan and my preparation and feel good about what I'm doing. And when I get out there, I just got to rely on my instincts.
Yeah,
I got the key and I'm going to lock
that money. Yeah, we can roll and I'm going to rock that money. That is Aaron Rodgers.
What I mean, let me jump in between. I'm getting...
Who, despite his fractured pinky toe,
I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
Threw for 307 yards.
One life.
Two touchdowns.
So give me the green light.
Had a pretty nifty touchdown run. Again, for a guy with a broken pinky toe that we've heard a lot about. And was way better than Matthew Stafford, who stinks. Right? I mean, he stinks. You can see why Sean McVay in January inquired about the availability of Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to win the Super Bowl with him at quarterback, are they, Tausch?
Who, Matthew Stafford?
Indeed.
I was saying on Pack Attack last night, I've never seen someone coddled more. It's always somebody else's fault with Matthew Stafford. I don't quite understand it. Here he has had everything. He's got a boy wonder genius football coach. He's got Odell Beckham Jr., Cooper Kupp. He's got a great defense. He's got a good O-line. He's got everything that he's supposed to need. And it was, well, he was with the Detroit Lions. By the way, The Detroit Lions were a pretty good football team for about a 3 or 4 year stretch. That
made the playoffs three times. With
Calvin Johnson, not bad. They had a pretty good O-line. So spare me the Matthew Stafford is it's unfair. He is a mistake waiting to happen. And he seems like a nice guy. I think people like him. But as far as a quarterback goes, he is Teflon when it comes to criticism. Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback than Matthew Stafford. Said that last week, and it kind of bore itself out yesterday. I just don't think – I think he is the epitome of L.A. It's glitzy. He's got the sidearm throws, and he's doing all this fun, sexy stuff. But is he going to make the throws when he needs to? That ball was sailing everywhere yesterday. I wasn't worried about the Los Angeles Rams. I think their defense, Aaron Donald's a game wrecker. But again, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, along with this offensive line, had a plan, and they executed it beautifully. McVay got out McVayed by LaFleur. LaFleur is now the new king of whatever tree that was. I don't know what tree that is, the Shanahan tree, the McVay tree. Matt LaFleur is going to end up with more disciples being spread around than Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay. That's where I see this thing going, because this coaching staff is getting the accolades they deserve. Stanovich is getting a lot of accolades. I see on Good Morning Football, he's being lauded today. What we saw yesterday was just the epitome of team football being executed at a much better level than the glitzy, glamoury, I want to do it flashy. Football ain't about flash. It's about crash. Who's going to crash into people harder? Who's going to move people? That's what football is. The Rams ain't about that life. The Green Bay Packers are.
So we started with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
We detoured to Aaron Donald being a game wrecker, also a throat wrecker, it appeared. We'll get to that. Then we got to Adam Stenovich, who I actually teased at the beginning of the show, but you had a lot of other things you wanted to get to. And then we managed to get to football is not about flash, it's about crash.
Well, I couldn't rhyme. What else do you rhyme with flash? I was going to say it's not about glitz, it's about blitz, but that's not true either. So,
not yesterday. They blitzed them once.
They're both pretty good. Got to admit. Yeah. I like them both.
You're very clever. It's great to have you back in full voice. Now, we need to get to our positives and our negatives, but I did want to touch on one thing that you brought up among the thousands of things you brought up in the first 27 minutes of the show.
Okay.
And that is the remaining schedules of the 9-2 Arizona Cardinals and the 9-3 Green Bay Packers. The Cardinals' remaining games, they had their bye this week. So they finish with six games. Their road games are at Chicago,
win.
Detroit,
win.
And Dallas.
Loss.
Their home games are against the Rams.
Loss. Or win, I mean.
The Colts.
Loss.
And the Seahawks.
Win. They lose two.
Okay, you just gave three losses.
No, I pulled back from the Rams. They're going to be a 13-4 operation. Okay. I think, as I predicted in August, Jesse, is my bold prediction not going to come to fruition? They're going to win the division on Sunday, or next Sunday, the 12th of December.
Yeah, Sunday Night Football, Bears, unless that gets flexed.
When are we finding out? Because I have to maneuver some things.
I think they've already. I think it's staying.
So it's staying at 7:30.
Then crown them. Crown them that night.
Why that's the case? That game is going to be a little bit of. It's going to be an exciting game.
It's not about flash. It's about how well you can gash.
No, it's about panache when it comes to your Sunday night football.
It's not about.
You got to have panache.
Not about flash. It's about winning the clash.
The border clash. Yeah, that's true. Worried about them Bears crossing state lines.
About how well you can mash.
Depends if you got a slasher. Do you got a slash? Make sure you have a little hash before the game. Have a little cream corn hash.
Make sure you don't leave any in your stash, though.
You know who's annoying is John Pasch, the attorney for the NFL. Jason, don't be lashing out at us here.
His name is Jeff Pasch. And he's not as good as Dave Pasch, the voice of the Arizona Cardinals, whose schedule I just gave. And now I'm going to give the Packers schedule, unless we're done rhyming.
Yeah, we'll see.
Are we done rhyming?
I can't make that promise.
Because you're throwing off my timing. Packers remaining schedule. And nothing rhymes with schedule, so just shut up and let me give the schedule. Their remaining games are at home against the Bears, at Baltimore, home against the Browns.
Jason, right there is going to determine your one seed, in my opinion. At Baltimore.
That home against the Browns.
That's the game. Browns, they stink. Their offense is garbanzo.
The Browns are bad.
It's over. Bears,
home
let's
against
be
the
serious.
Vikings.
The Bears stink. They do. They're just not very good. The Lions stink. You got two games left on the schedule that you can be beaten, and Green Bay ain't losing at home in the regular season. They're not.
And they finished the regular season at Detroit. So the Packers are 9-3. The Cardinals are 9-2. If Tausch's predictions come true here, let's say the Packers lose the Baltimore game.
Yep, it's possible.
And win the other four.
Mm-hmm.
They finish 13-4. If Arizona loses two games, as Tausch is also predicting, they're 13-4. Well, guess who gets the number one seed in that scenario?
Tampa.
The Green Bay Packers, because they have the head-to-head tiebreaker.
Tampa got a soft schedule coming home. Soft. They got like the Jets.
As a matter of fact, I did want to share that, but I didn't know if there was more rhyming in the future.
No, there's no rhyming with... Okay, so it is a three-team race. Can the three of us agree on that? It is a three-team race for the one seed.
Look at my face. I agree. It's a three-team race. No? That's sucker. All right. Here's Tampa Bay's remaining schedule.
That was a disgrace.
Looks like I should. That was a disgrace. I might throw you some mace.
At Atlanta, home against the Bills, home against the Saints, at Carolina, home against the Jets, and home against Carolina. So Carolina is a complete disaster, and they play them twice.
They also
play the Jets and the Falcons. The Saints, who knows what they're going to do, because they're terrible all of a sudden without Jameis Winston. And the Bills are the only good team remaining on their schedule. Now, they're 8-3.
Yeah, I still think
you can have three teams that are finishing 13-4.
Yeah, but Green Bay will have most of the tiebreakers because one of their losses is to an AFC team. Now, if it gets to a three-team tie-off, then I don't know. I mean, you have to. I think Tampa will lose one more. Tampa's really inconsistent on the road. They are going to be a bear to beat in Tampa. I don't think anybody's beating them in Tampa. So Buffalo having to go there will be tricky. It's a three-team race. It's a crapshoot, and it just goes to show how vital a play Rasul Douglas made in that Arizona game, because had that went that the other way, the odds of us getting an opportunity to be a one seed is probably gone, because they'd be with one loss and own the tiebreaker. That play, if Green Bay can go on and do what a lot of us think they can do, that will be one of the signature plays of this season. That play is so far the most.
Yeah,
it's the most important play of this young season so far.
No doubt about it. Hopefully, while you watched yesterday's game, whether you were in the stadium or at a local watering hole or in your home, which is where, say, Devondre Campbell was before the Packers signed him. Not Rasul Douglas, though. He was in the Arizona Cardinals facility. Wherever you were, hopefully you entered the Snow Day Game Day giveaway that we're doing with Aaron's. If not, well, it's still a good time to look at Aaron's snow throwers and buy one, even if you're not going to be able to win one right now. The snow will be here before you know it. In fact, in Green Bay, it'll be here in a couple of hours, apparently. And make sure you're prepared with the snowblower from the King of Snow. Visit Aarons.com to learn more and to find the right model that's going to fit your budget and fit the amount of snow you're going to have to move with your long driveway or your extended sidewalk, whatever it might be. Aaron's snow throwers have been around for more than 60 years, so they know a thing or two about snow removal. So trust the king of snow. Visit your local Aaron's authorized dealer or, again, Aaron's.com to find out more. Our positives and negatives, or more rhyming, whatever it might be, is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
Positives and negatives, so you can get to your positives and negatives. Jesse already curating those via the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed. We've gotten a couple via LinkedIn. Oh, you guys love your LinkedIn. But of course, the easiest way is through the talk and text line. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. You can text in your positives and negatives now, or you can give us a call when it's time to take yours over the telephone. Let's start with Tausch's biggest positive, though. Tausch, what do you got?
You could look at, there were so many positives yesterday, but to me it was the O-line. And the fact that, you know, everybody was, when we were talking about this last night, it was, well, you got to say Yosh Nijman. Yeah, Yosh Nijman is part of the O-line. And I thought he handled himself well again last night. But the scheme and what this team decided to do, which they were not getting a bunch of chunk yards running the football. Matter of fact, they had the longest drive of the season without resulting in points, 15 plays to start the game, and they had a punt. That group didn't let the game get wrecked. The Rams have put a lot of draft picks and money into that front. And their goal is to disrupt quarterbacks and to wreck games that way. Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers were not going to let that happen. And the guys up front didn't allow that to happen. I thought Aaron Donald, he made some plays. He is a fantastic football player. But he didn't wreck the game. Von Miller is still a pretty good player. Would I have given up a second and a third round pick for him? Absolutely not. Especially with a team that that wasn't their big weakness. He didn't wreck the game. The guys did what they needed to do, and that was, I guess, one of the high points for me watching that football game.
I want to revisit the Adam Stenovich part of this because I'm really intrigued by it, but we'll do that during the 10 o'clock hour. Jesse, what was your biggest positive? Your Steinhoffel sleeper of the week having a pick six? And winning it for you despite Tausch's protestations?
Yes, that was a significant development for me, no doubt. But I'm going to go on the defensive side of the ball. Two players that I think are becoming major impact players for the Packers defense. Kenny Clark, and I know he's gotten his big payday and everything, but this year feels different for him. He feels like he is a force up front. Had a sack yesterday, in on a bunch of disruptions, getting at Stafford. Like, he just feels all season long like he has been a major threat on that Packers D-line, and I feel like it's almost been like a breakthrough kind of year for him. And Rashawn Gary, coming back from the injury and the effort and the impact that he had disrupting the quarterback and making plays out in the open. Like, those two guys yesterday defensively really stood out for me watching that game. Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, big days yesterday, big seasons really all year. And I guess that's a credit to Goody for either locking those guys up with Kenny Clark or for finding Gary in the first place and using a high draft pick on him. They're big time players and they're showing it this year, and they could be the reason the Packers win a Super Bowl.
Rashawn Gary, good that he played. Aaron Jones, not so good that he played. Is that what you would say, Tausch?
Yes. Yeah, I just didn't think. I understand that you feel good enough to go out there and play, but if there wasn't a bye week, I would say, yeah, go ahead and play. But you're coming off of an injury that was, you know, somewhere between 1 and 3 weeks. He did get out in practice. He showed it. But
yeah.
I just didn't like that yesterday. I thought, give him another week. You really want all hands on deck for this last five-game run.
I positive was the quarterback. Think about where this team was earlier this month. He's tested positive for COVID. He has gone on a long diatribe on the Pat McAfee show. They have to play a game without him. Now he's got a broken pinky toe that he suffered during his quarantine. He's hardly practicing. And yet he has a one-yard touchdown run where he jukes Jalen Ramsey out of his shorts. Seemed to move the ball pretty well with his feet along with his arm. And think about where this team is if they lose the game yesterday. If they lose at home, they have lost back-to-back games for the first time ever under Matt LaFleur.
As Jason Wilde predicted. Yep.
They've lost three of their previous four games. They are in a world of trouble trying to get the number one seed. Not out of the question, but certainly a lot harder if they lose that game. And their quarterback, this is why both of Matt LaFleur's NFL BFFs, or at least one of them and one former BFF, both tried to get Aaron Rodgers when they thought he might be available. That's the difference. He doesn't make the big mistake. He has three career pick sixes that he's thrown. Matthew Stafford has thrown three in 3 weeks. Tausch, what was your biggest negative?
Yeah, I mean, great points there. Amari Rodgers, I know Cobber fumbled the punt, but I'm just watching Amari Rodgers. I'm not seeing growth. I see somebody returning kicks that is scared, that is concerned about, listen, you want ball security, and I don't, he just doesn't look comfortable out there. And the special teams yesterday with, how many times can you say you're going to muff a punt and you win the special teams battle going away? And that was a, I dare say, dominant performance by the Green Bay special teams yesterday. And Amari Rodgers, no, I say it, you don't have to agree with me. Amari Rodgers, I don't like what I'm seeing on with his kick returning. And that's a negative. You could, I'd like to see more. I'm not seeing the growth that I know a lot of people thought you needed to not bring Cobb in to see. Can we admit that Aaron Rodgers should be, along with Goody,
yep,
the executive of the year?
The Randall Cobb addition was smart.
I would love for the NFL to give, you know, they do the executive of the year, right? You got coach of the year, player of the year. Executive of the year, Goody should for surely be at the top of the list. And I would love if Goody decided to say, I'm going to share this with Aaron Rodgers because he has helped. He's
still waiting for Aaron Rodgers to say publicly what a good job Goody has done. That would be a great sign for next year. He does say stuff about the personnel staff. I haven't heard him say Goody has done a great job. Jesse, what was your negative?
That'd be amazing. We've speculated for months in the offseason. What would keep Rodgers in Green Bay? Goody wins executive of the year and thanks Aaron Rodgers, calls him up there, and they hold the trophy together.
Yep.
That would do it. Saying the Packers special teams far outplayed, dominated the Rams special teams, that's like saying Maryland dominated Rutgers over the weekend. Like, yeah, it was a dominating performance, but it's still Maryland and Rutgers. I would say special teams was still my negative with the field goal that Mason Crosby missed at the end, which could have made it
look good yesterday.
He was good. But again, it's another missed field goal. Nine now on the year, I think it was. Nine misses. And that one had a chance to make it a 14-point game instead of 11. Changes the dynamic of how those final several minutes play out, because the Rams still have a chance to score and then get a 2-point conversion and a field goal as opposed to having to go in the end zone twice. Like, it just, it, those are the kinds of things that you can get away with in that circumstance. But in the playoffs, can you do it? No, I'd be scared still if a field goal was the determining factor for a Packers win in the playoffs. Even as good as they were kicking it for the most part yesterday, it still,
until they missed,
showed up at the end.
Yeah. I don't know how you can be dominant when you turn the ball over, you miss a kick, and your kickoff return guy is afraid of his own shadow and the ball. But be that as it may, for me the negative is Randall Cobb's injury. I don't know. You had a groin injury in your career. Those seem unpleasant. And he was ruled out pretty quickly. He had four catches for 95 yards. He had a touchdown. He had a 54-yard catch. He was really good. And you hope that this is not a long-term thing for him because he gives them an element that they don't have on their offense. And for all the folks that thought trading for Randall Cobb was going to stunt the development of Amari Rodgers, I was wrong about thinking the Rams could win this game. I've been wrong about a lot of things. If you thought acquiring Randall Cobb at Rodgers' behest was a mistake, you were wrong, and you should own it. You should also, if you're unhappy with your bank, make the switch to Associated Bank.
That's a big-time segue. That's pro stuff right there.
Associated Bank all over Lambeau Field. I saw them on the scoreboard. I saw them as I walked down the concourse. They are the official bank of the Packers, and you have the opportunity to have the excitement of Packers football in your wallet with your Packers debit MasterCard. All you got to do is sign up at associatedbank.com/Packers or at your local branch, and you'll have a 10% discount at the Packers Pro Shop, both online and in person. And if you make some qualifying transactions, you'll have a little more cash in your pocket as well. Check out associatedbank.com/Packers to find out more. We'll get to your positives and negatives next. 844-770-3776. That's the talk and text line. You can tweet them. You can Facebook them. You can text them. You can call them. And, of course, you can LinkedIn them. More of your positives and negatives are next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Victory Monday is brought to you by Z-Bart of Greater Milwaukee. Winter is a tough opponent for your car. Score a victory with Z-Bart Rust Protection. It keeps your vehicle rust-free for as long as you own it. Visit ZBart.com.
I don't want to die or fade away. I just want to be someone. I just want to be someone.
We knew it was going to be a four-quarter battle, and it was exactly that. But our guys stayed focused, and we talked about emptying the tank. And I think we're at a point where everybody's pretty exhausted, but it definitely feels good going into the bye week on a win.
And if you feel the great dividing, I want to be the one you're guiding.
That is Matt LaFleur, who you can read about from like 3 weeks ago on The Athletic. Tausch, last day today, an entire year for just a dollar.
Like $1 for 12 months? Or a dollar a month?
No, a dollar for 12 months.
I'll think about it.
Is that in your budget? I can send you a link. I said he should be the NFL coach of the year. I was ahead of the curve. Actually, I think Tausch probably said that, and I stole it as a column idea. But the fact of the matter is, he has been fantastic, and he still has not lost back-to-back games.
Ain't going to happen this year.
That is amazing to me.
Ain't going to happen this year unless they roll out the barrel. And I'm convinced they beat Detroit with Jordan Love. Because if they wrap stuff up, I'll be intrigued what Green Bay does week 22 or whatever this is. By the way, can we all just admit what we all knew when they decided to go 17 weeks? This is really dumb to play 17 games.
Yeah, they should play 18.
Yeah, I know you feel that way.
Nothing against
entertain
odd.
Me.
I don't dislike odd numbers, but I feel like you should play an even number of games.
Yeah, it should stay at 16. Or the fact they didn't throw two byes. Not that there's
that
a ton of injuries because of the bye, but there's a lot of injuries this year. There's always going to be a lot of injuries. The added week, I don't think there's... I get it, man. I get it, but I think it's rearing its ugly head that... Was it going to be worth it? We'll see.
Two byes, 18 games, on board or not?
No. No. Two byes, 16
weeks. If your choices were... Yes, I'm sure the money-grubbing owners would love to now take and get rid of one of those extra games, add a bye week.
They'll still get the same amount of weeks of football. You're still getting the money from the networks.
Yeah. You're preaching to the choir on that, okay?
All right.
That said, two buys, I'm definitely in favor for. I can't believe the Packers' bye is this week, latest in their history that they've had buys. There are four teams that don't have their bye until next week. And I thought the Packers had it bad.
Hey,
that's
you know
insane.
What? keep telling me about how important player safety is to everybody at the league office.
Yeah.
Everybody keep telling me about how important that is. I digress.
Yeah, they're phonies. 844-770-3776. Let's at least get to one of our callers, but we're going to need you to be concise because I like Mike McCarthy, who has tested positive for COVID-19, by the way, and will miss the Cowboys game on Thursday night. I have done a poor job of clock management, much like him. So we'll see how the Cowboys' clock management is on Thursday night, if that improves. Does this mean Rob Davis is their head coach?
I hope Rob is.
Or is it Kellen Moore?
I would think. I actually have no idea.
Dan Quinn.
I don't know. They probably all have COVID.
McCarthy better hope it's not Kellen Moore. That's going to be an audition for him.
844-770-3776. Let's start in the beautiful city of Minneapolis with Patrick. Patrick, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning. Thanks. Doing well. You know, just doing my 17.9 billionth here. What a day. Vikings lose, Packers win, and with that, world order is restored. Start the play clock. Here we go. Tausch, one quick thing. Mark your calendar, December 31st. Yes, New Year's Eve, but more importantly, Cobra Kai, Season 4, Episode 1.
God, is perfect.
My negative. Maybe grasping at straws, but I would have loved to see them put the Rams away earlier. Missed a few opportunities to do just that. Drop some would-be INTs. One of which I think, although I was listening to it because the home team was on the screen, one I think could have been taken to the house. Is that right? And then there were the two fourth quarter punts and a missed field goal. So bring the hammer, bring the dagger. Positive. I'm an English teacher, but in the interest of trying new things, I'll dabble with the formula. We'll keep it really simple here because the play clock is ticking down here. Personnel plus scheme plus execution equals W. Okay. Before I let you go, a question to entertain now or at some point in the show. Do the Packers win if King is on the field? All right. Thanks. Happy bye week, fellas. Love you guys.
Bye. Love
Very
you guys.
Economical. Work by Patrick there. Unfortunately, as an English teacher, I actually had a question for him, but I'll have to catch him the next time he calls. Do they win with Kevin King on the field is a very interesting question.
Very interesting.
The answer is yes, by the way.
They don't get the pick six, probably.
They also maybe don't give up two long touchdowns. Or maybe they give up three.
Would you stop slamming my guy just because you want to win the sleeper of the week?
A.J. Dillon didn't give up 7 points. He didn't. He didn't drop another
pick. Enjoy this, Jesse.
By the way,
yep.
Russell Douglas had another pick six. He just flat dropped.
Yeah, and he also had a number of pass breakups
and was
flying all around the field, getting props from Aikman.
Yeah, I ain't arguing that he was fantastic, but he also had some stuff happen to him.
And Jesse knows that he was getting props from Aikman because he went and tailgated and then didn't go to the game. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour with more of your positives and negatives. If you're on hold, stay there. If you haven't called in yet, now's the time. 844-770-3776. Text yours as well. Want to remind you that we celebrated another WPS Health Solutions Operation Fan Mail honoree at the game yesterday. We'll be doing an interview with them. You'll be able to hear that across ESPN Wisconsin. That's the fun of doing Operation Fan Mail with WPS Health Solutions and the Green Bay Packers. Remember, you can nominate your friend or family member who is an active service member or a veteran at OperationFanMail.com. That's OperationFanMail.com. The 10 o'clock hour begins in 2 minutes. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.